This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for the week of Friday, July 29th to Thursday, August 4th, 2005. Four Arab residents of Israel were killed on Thursday, and at least 12 others were injured, three critically, when an Israeli soldier opened fire aboard a bus in the Druze town of Shufa Arma in northern Israel. The victims included two girls, an elderly man, and the bus driver. The attacker, Eden Natan Zada, a 19-year-old who recently moved to the West Bank settlement of Tapoa, was killed by bystanders after the attack. He was a member of the outlawed Kach Jewish terrorist movement. The Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, said that it will cooperate with the Palestinian Authority and other Palestinian factions in order to turn the Gaza withdrawal into a national liberation that will serve as the initial point of liberation for the rest of the occupied territories. Meanwhile, a top Islamic Jihad official said his movement does not rule out future recognition of the State of Israel. He also said the resistance organization would stop firing homemade shells at Israeli settlements in and near the Gaza Strip until after the Israeli disengagement from the area, to ensure a peaceful pullout. Israel has threatened to launch a vast offensive in Gaza Strip if attacks are carried out during the pullout of troops and settlers. Khada Adnan, spokesman of the Islamic Jihad in the West Bank, told IMEMC that halting shells is a tactic and is related to Israel's cease of attack against Palestinians.
Halting the shelling aims at ending attacks against our people, and it's related to the Israeli case of aggression. If the situation on the ground is calm in Palestine, our brigades will stop the shelling, but will resume if Israel attacks again.
Palestinians in some West Bank villages continued their peaceful protests against the separation wall Israel is now building deep inside the West Bank, grabbing more Palestinian land and causing the uprooting of more olive trees. Last Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked a peaceful protest in the West Bank village of Beilin, near Ramallah, with tear gas and rubber-coated bullets. The soldiers detained three Israelis and one international. Five Palestinians were injured, four by rubber-coated bullets, one by a tear gas canister. Beilin, which stands to lose half its agricultural land because of the war, has waged a campaign of active but non-violent protest for months. On July 17th, during an earlier peaceful demonstration, the Israelis arrested Abdullah Abu Rame, the leader of the village's popular committee and a key organiser of the resistance campaign. After 2 weeks in jail, he had a court hearing on Monday. With about 50 demonstrators outside demanding his release, the judge finally agreed to let him go on bail, on condition that he will stop demonstrating against the wall. Also on Monday, Palestinians from the village of Kefil Haris, near the West Bank city of Salfit, were joined by foreign and Israeli activists for another demonstration against the wall. They were marching towards a roadblock that cuts off traffic to the entrance of their village, when they were approached by Israeli soldiers. The soldiers then fired tear gas canisters directly at the crowd, according to Nasfat Kofash, coordinator of the Palestinian Committee Against the War in the Salfit area. Sarah, one of the internationals present at the rally, described what happened in the protest.
And so then they started shooting tear gas canisters from maybe like 10 or 15 meters away and shooting them directly at the crowd at like, you know, chest head level. I think that three people were hit directly by the tear gas canisters, including a little girl. And one of them, the man that they'd told before that they were planning on shooting, he was hit directly in the mouth and he was seriously injured.
While preparing the settlements of Gaza Strip to be evacuated in the Gaza Strip, the Israeli government is moving to strengthen its hold in the West Bank and around Jerusalem, especially by developing new settlements surrounding Jerusalem. On Thursday, Dov Weisglass, senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, said that with American blessing, Israel will be able to keep 180,000 settlers out of the 240,000 currently residing in the West Bank, not counting more than 200,000 in the Jerusalem area. Weisglass's statement came after he met with US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in Washington last Monday. Meanwhile, the Israeli Housing Ministry on Thursday issued requests for bids for the construction of 72 new housing units in the settlement of Beitar Elit, which is located between Jerusalem and the Etzion block of settlements in the West Bank. So far this year, the ministry has requested bids for the building of a total of 235 housing units in settlements, the majority of which are for locations in the settlement blocks near metropolitan Jerusalem and northern West Bank. In addition, Dan Naver, Israeli health minister and a Likud member of the Knesset, or Israeli parliament, submitted a proposal to the Knesset to construct a new Israeli settlement in the area between East Jerusalem and the Male Adumim settlement further east of the city. This proposal comes after the Israeli government already approved the construction of 3,500 homes for settlers in the same area. Israeli officials, however, toned down their public statements regarding settlement construction after the American administration said that it rejects the new plan to link the Male Adumim settlement with East Jerusalem, on the grounds that the project conflicts with the Roadmap Peace Plan. The Israeli development plan completely would eliminate any geographical contiguity between the northern and southern areas of the West Bank, in addition to isolating the Palestinian population of East Jerusalem from the rest of the West Bank. With less than 2 weeks remaining before the scheduled Israeli pullout from the West Bank, several violent incidents took place in the area during the week, suggesting that the Palestinian Authority does not have full control there. On Friday, an Australian and a Palestinian working for the United Nations were taken hostage by masked gunmen in Gaza City and held for several hours before being released. Responsibility for the abductions was claimed by relatives of a colonel in the Palestinian Police Intelligence Service, who had been kidnapped the day before. Later in the week, explosions went off at the Gaza City homes of two top Palestinian Authority officials, the Attorney General and the Chief Justice, and armed fighters broke into the Palestinian Legislative Council building and Ministry of Detainees in Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip to demand that jobs from the Palestinian Authority. Meanwhile, thousands of Israeli rightists gathered in towns close to the occupied Gaza Strip for another huge rally protesting Sharon's disengagement plan. But they suspended a planned march to the Gaza settlements after police and soldiers blocked their path on Thursday. Palestinian parliamentary elections will be held in late January 2006, Palestinian Information Minister Nabil Sha'ath said on Sunday. Sha'ath said Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas would soon issue a presidential decree setting the exact date for the election. The elections were originally set up for July 17th of this year, but in June Abbas issued an official decree postponing them. Although he cited technical reasons for the delay, it is widely believed that his motive is to consolidate security and government reforms before facing the voters, to reduce the chances of a victory by the Islamic resistance movement, Hamas. Four Palestinian residents were injured on Saturday in Yatar village, south of the West Bank city of Hebron, after being attacked by an extremist settlers group. A local source in the village reported that settlers of Ma'un settlement attacked dozens of farmers while they were working at their orchards. Four farmers were injured. The settler also uprooted 80 olive trees near the settlement after forcing the residents off their land. For the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, in Beit Sahour, Palestine, I am Rachel Jones.